Joining us now is Andy Baggerly of Comcast SportsNet Bay Area. I think I said it right. I hope I did. Andy, I messed it up earlier. You're lucky I didn't call you something else on Twitter and also from your last job. But it's great to have you here. I mean, you're an insider in KMBR, and you know, I really enjoy talking ball with you. So tell the fans honestly what's up with you, and you have a new job this year.
Well, don't feel too bad, Marty, because I've walked up to a couple minor leaguers that I've introduced myself to and say, hey, Andrew Baggerly from the Mercury Comcast SportsNet Bay Area. But, no, you know what? It's funny. I get the comment, hey, you're a TV guy now, or oh, we really will miss not being able to read you. And just to clear up any confusion, my main function for Comcast is going to be writing for CSNBayArea.com, and everything I write is going to be up on the Giants page, on the Giants talk page. Still plan on doing the extra bag sort of feel of a post-game blog after every game. Not sure what it's going to be called. That's still kind of up for grabs at the moment. Just in case anyone's confused, the Mercury News still has extra bags up as the blog that they're using for the Giants, but that name is going to be changed, I'm told, very soon. Will it be called extra bags? I don't know, but it'll be the
Twitter,
same kind of thing.
Right now on Twitter, how does someone find you? Because I love that you put up your link. And I'll go right to your columns or your blogs.
Exactly. If you are on Twitter, you can follow me at CSNBags, B-H-E-G-S, and I'll try to get links to everything that I do up there with the headlines, so you'll be able to find it that way. And there's also, if you hunt around, you can find an archive page, and it's got everything that I've written, and it's all going to be archived on there. So, you know, I know some people have said that the website at Comcast is a little bit busier than the interface at the Mercury. So, but I hope that people will be able to find everything that I do, and I'm going to be there home and away doing the same thing I always have done, Marty. Perfect. So it's baseball. You know, this is a day that you always look forward to. Guys finally getting on the field, getting an umpire back there, and fans in the stands, and, you know, it's blessed and privileged to be able to do this. It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. As you said, fans in the stands, I looked, and, you know, we had been here for about 2 weeks already, and we've seen, you know, 300-400 a day. But today it's going to be sold out, no doubt. They're already, if you know the layout here at Scottsdale Stadium, they're already out in the left field berm and in right center field, and they pack them in. You won't even see the grass out there.
Yeah.
That's how many people come out here. And the Diamondbacks come in. It's a good start for the Giants, I think. It's sort of interesting.
It is. It's a split squad for Arizona. They're playing Colorado at their place, Salt River Fields, and I guess that game sold out as well. So, you know, the Diamondbacks, the interest here in the Diamondbacks is greater than I've ever seen it.
Yes.
In fact, it's kind of funny. You'll read through the Arizona Republic, and they'll often have features on some of the other teams, and the Giants will have a couple features on the front page, and there have been some players that have said to me, hey, we're not in this paper anymore. It's all Diamondbacks all the time.
Yeah.
And I think that they've done a really good job. Derek Hall, especially, who I've known for a long time, is the president of the Diamondbacks, and he's really tried to make it a fan-oriented organization. And because, you know, Phoenix is full of transplants, and it's hard to really get them behind the local team. And, you know, they're riding high, and I think that they've done a good job capitalizing on that, both what they're doing off the field and on the field, you know, with some of the moves they made this offseason.
And they're sending over a pretty good lineup today.
Yeah, Justin Upton's in there. Josh Colemanter is going to be on
Roberts.
The mound. Ryan Roberts is going to be leading off, and it's a split squad, so you're not going to get all the regulars. But Miguel Montero is betting cleanup, and he's, boy, what a player Montero is. Probably one of the most underrated players in baseball, I think. The Diamondbacks had the best caught stealing percentage of any team in the majors last year. He does so many things back there.
I don't think they're going to sign him. I know he wants a long deal. I don't think they're going to do that. He's going to get a major contract, and I don't think they're going to pay the dough.
Yeah,
they
well,
really
he's
don't.
He's in the arbitration years now, so salary obviously is going up. And you know, it's all going to depend on what kind of revenue they can generate and what they can do payroll-wise. They're not going to be able to hang with the Giants and eventually the Dodgers once they get their ownership situation settled. But, you know, they're not going to be the A's either, where they have to trade everybody and juggle their rosters. So they're in a nice sweet spot right now, and I think everyone expects them to be really, really solid this year and in a couple of years to come, too, with some of the live arms they've got in the minor league system.
Yeah, good competition. Andy Baggerly with us. Right here from Scottsdale Stadium as the Giants finishing up their batting practice right in front of us right now on a beautiful sunny day. A little cooler today. No wind to say at all. The flags are just hanging limply in center field, but nice blue sky, and you can see those mountains in the background. I mentioned as we came back from the break, we had a few sound bites there from Arby Huff. He is hitting third today. Sort of a show of respect to Arby Huff, maybe.
I think so. It's obviously not the lineup you're going to see on opening day. They want Buster Posey in there. They assume they'll have Posey starting games in a couple days here. And so, I think the best thing the Giants can do is go with Pagan and Melky Cabrera and Pablo Sandoval 1-2-3. I mean, you can go switch. Yeah. How many teams can do that? And then you've got Posey in the four hole, and then maybe the five hole is going to be real interesting. If you have Pablo hitting third, then it's going to be whoever's hot among their left-handed hitters. And I think Nate Schierholz is going to get a look there. I think Huff is going to get a look there. But you're right. I think they wanted to make it very clear to Huff that they're going to give him every opportunity to reestablish himself. And you know what? That could be a good thing. That could be a bad thing, because as bad as his season was last year, people forget he had a great spring training last year.
Yes, he did. So first few weeks, he crushed the ball.
You know, it just tells you that spring training doesn't mean everything. But they feel that this is a guy they're going to need. They're going to need his production, need him on board. And, you know, from everything I hear, not just from the organization, but from some of his teammates talking, you know, privately, they really think he's a more focused guy and is going to be more physically prepared. And if that means playing some left field, then maybe that's going to factor in the mix as well.
Nice sight today. We got to see Freddie Sanchez on the field for the first time.
Yeah, just a few minutes ago during the commercial break, Freddie was taking some ground balls, and the big difference here is that he was throwing to first and he was practicing his flips and throws to second base as well. And it looked to me, at least, that he wasn't really going full bore, full speed, which you wouldn't expect that. He just started doing this. But, they're putting the spurs to him a little bit. They know he's a guy who will take his time if you give him time.
Well, that happened a couple of years ago?
Absolutely.
And he kept saying, I'm not ready. And they finally said, all right, you're ready.
Yeah,
and
you know what?
Brought him up.
You're right. That was in 2010. I remember we were in Florida, and Freddie still, this was early May.
Yeah.
And he had said in spring training he would be ready by opening day. And now here we are in the middle of May, and he's still not ready.
Yeah.
And so I think Bruce Bochy gave him a phone call and said, look, we need you to start their minor league rehab, knowing that a guy can be there for 30 days, because they just wanted to start a clock so that he actually had a firm deadline and he would start working a little more aggressively toward hitting that deadline and being ready. And it's I don't want to disparage Freddie. He works super, super hard. And, but he's a guy who's very, very cautious.
Yeah.
And that's smart. You've got to do that spring training. There's no reason to rush whatsoever. But, I think that we're starting to get to the point where it's okay. We need to see you on the field. We need to see you doing some things and testing it and knowing where we are. And I think that he's on board with that, and he's making some progress now. That's good to see.
Is there competition in this camp for anything?
Oh, yeah, I think so. A backup catcher is a big spot.
Who's in that one?
I think it's Eli Whiteside and Chris Stewart.
No Hector Sanchez, no chance of that. What if Posey catches 3 days a week? Are you going to turn over catching to Chris Stewart half the time?
Well, that's you make a good point there, Marty. And how Buster looks this spring is going to determine whether they go with that third catcher. I think their mindset is that they're not going to need it, but it's going to depend on what Buster looks like and what his tolerance is going to be for the fatigue factor with his ankle. We haven't really crossed any of those bridges yet. So you're right. Hector Sanchez could very much be in the mix if it looks like Posey's really going to be limited behind the plate. But they want him out there every day, and I think they want Brandon Belt out there every day. And if they don't see an everyday role for him in the big leagues, I'd imagine that they'll probably send him to Fresno and have him force the issue. But he's a guy who could very much call his own shots by the way he plays this spring.
Well, he had a good spring last year, too, and injuries dictated him getting on the ball club last year. Maybe not that you hope that, but it may be a similar situation. Something weird could happen that could put him on the club. But other than that, I agree with you. What about as a fourth outfielder? Now, we've seen Gregor Blanco in the inter-squad game. Tyler Graham is getting a lot of play here. 28 years old, Oregon State, a base stealer. 2 years ago, had a tremendous season in Fresno. Last year, fell off a little bit. But we're seeing a lot of him down here.
I like Tyler Graham. I like his fearlessness. You don't steal 60 bases by being timid. Steve Decker told me that he had to put the red light on him. He said, Tyler, we're down by 3 runs in the 7th inning. You can't run. He wants to run at every opportunity. And really the way that Bobby Evans, Giants vice president, described him, he said this could be our Darren Ford this year.
Yeah.
Darren Ford, of course, signed with
the Bullet.
The Bullet, exactly.
Seattle.
He signed with Seattle, and the Giants wanted to bring him back, but he went off to Seattle. So Graham is a guy who, he's a fighter. You don't make the Major League spring training camp being from the state of Montana, where they don't even have high school baseball, unless you really, really want to be out there and you fight for opportunities. And, he played at Oregon State, won 2 national championships there, and was drafted, pretty high. I want to say the 10th or 12th round as a junior, and he came back for his senior year, which surprised a lot of people. But he wants to be part of a winning team, and obviously he's done really well in black and orange in college, and he's looking to make his mark here. And Blanco, you know, when he hit his triple the other day, I was in the clubhouse, and I saw it on closed-circuit television, and Pablo Sandoval was standing right next to me, and he said, "You hang it, he bang it." And that's exactly what he did. So I'm looking forward to seeing a lot more Gregor Blanco.
Hey, he can run. He almost had an inside-the-park home run. Flannery had to really put the brakes on the guy. You know, he can fly.
Yeah.
I liked it. All right, that's what spring training is all about. Some of the young players, a chance. Some of the veterans, maybe towards the end of their career, having to show that they can still get it done. And you sit out here in the beautiful sunshine of the Valley of the Sun, and you talk about baseball, and that's what it's all about.
Oh, and that's the best part is it's the slow – I think I've said this a few times this spring. It's the slowest time of year in a slow sport,
yeah.
Which is great because it gives you a lot of time to ruminate. And, you know, a couple days ago or yesterday, I popped a feature story up there about Dan Ortero, who's a 27-year-old, a little old to call him a prospect, but he's really a location guy, and he's a guy who could factor in the bullpen at some point this year now that he's on the 40-man roster. And it's stories about guys like that. You know, he get this, Marty. He went to Duke, and he played at Duke University. And he wanted to transfer to South Florida after his junior year because he wasn't drafted. He wanted to get a little more exposure and play for a different coach. Well, when he transferred out of Duke, he already got his degree from Duke University in 3 years. That's how smart this guy is.
Wow, 3 years.
Though it's stories like that that you love to be able to tell and share and hear. And baseball is all about stories, as you know. So it's a great time of year.
Oh, it is. Andy, thanks so much. As always, a pleasure to have you here. The Insider, KNBR, thanks for taking the time with us. And we look forward to having you on the weekends. As I told you during the week, it's really special to have you on, sort of to tie up the loose ends for the fans. You do a great job of it.
Well, thanks, and I always enjoy spending time with you. Thanks,
Thank you. All right, Andy Baggerly, Comcast Sportsnet Bay Area. Follow him on Twitter as well. It's worth it. This is the one account you have to follow, believe me.